At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68. On the gram. We got Jared Greenberg from NBA TV. You've also seen him on TNT. He's an NBA reporter for them as well. He will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's going to be a lot of fun. But before we go to the NBA, we're going to go to Major League Baseball. And Rob, I'm sure you heard this, that the reports came out last week on Friday that Major League Baseball was considering potentially having to shut down the season. Now, Rob Manfred, the MLB commissioner, went on, just talked to a few outlets, I guess. Yeah. But he was on ESPN, talked to Carl Ravitch, and said that they would not be canceling the season. They're going to try to get through it. Rob G., you want to read what he said?
Yeah, here's the quote he said. He said, "We are playing. The players need to be better, but I'm not a quitter in general, and there is no reason to quit now. We have had to be fluid, but it is manageable." Excuse me.
I don't like it. First of all, whether or not you're a quitter, that's got nothing to do with this. This is health. This is people's health on the line. This is a global pandemic. Nobody's saying you're a quitter. And if you can't finish the season, nobody's going to say it's because you were a quitter. So keep the personal ego tripping out of it. And then I don't like that he threw the players under the bus. They got to be better. You got to be better too, Rob Manfred. I mean, I will not understand why Major League Baseball did not go into a bubble. Or I should, let me put it this way, bubbles.
It's the same reason the NFL's not going in the bubble.
No, it's not. The NFL has far more players.
No, baseball.
And Major League Baseball could go into three bubbles.
NBA,
they considered going into three bubbles.
I think
they could have
had
three bubbles that would have been, each one of them would have been smaller than the NBA's one bubble.
Two of the bubbles would have been in Arizona,
Arizona, and Texas.
Right, which were all the three hot spots at the time.
But you're in a bubble.
Yeah,
The NBA's in Florida. And they're
fine. NBA has how many players? 200? There's 200 in a bubble compared to 1,000 in baseball.
No,
I'm just saying.
1,000 wouldn't be in each bubble, Rob. I didn't say one bubble. I said if you split 30 teams up into three bubbles.
I think it was easier to do in the NBA with one bubble and less players. There's only 200 players that you're trying to get to do this.
First of all, it's far more than 200 players.
There's
17 players on 22 teams. That's far more than 200. That's 300 some odd players. There's about close to 800 people in the NBA bubble.
Well, and if you got 30 players on each baseball team times 30, 30 times 30,
that's 900.
No, but you got coaches. Every team has.
Right. That's why nobody's
15,
saying
20 coaches, ball
boys. Do you
not
hear me, Rob? One bubble. Not one bubble. Three bubbles. Each one of them smaller than the NBA bubble.
I'm going to be honest. And you could rip Manfred or whatever on his thing. I get where his point is, part of it was, Chris, one of the teams, the players were going out. They were out in public or partying or doing something. The other thing is some of the stuff that they asked the players not to do, high fives, unnecessary touching, being in the dugout. They're supposed to be sitting in the stands, not on top of each other. Go look at some of the video. They're on top of each other. Some guys are talking with each other without mask on. There's some stuff that they could clean up, and I think that's what he was talking about when he was talking about that the players can do better. And the other part is, I don't think that playing baseball is where they're contracting it because of the sport is a social distancing sport itself. People aren't on top of each other. You don't really need to be exchanging sweat or spit if you were to do some of the things that they're talking about. As much as you've had the two outbreaks, and I'm not, you know, it's happened.
And
Miami had it.
You can't downplay them.
No, I'm not. But then there's 28 other teams where you don't have these. The Yankees have played every night.
Only a couple teams might be able to ruin it for everybody.
Well, but I'm just saying, I think what he was talking about was some of the rules that they laid out that the players had gotten lax on, and I think that's what he was trying to make the point. That's all.
Have you noticed
some of that stuff?
Yeah, but you don't. Why in the world would you throw the players under the bus like that? Why would you do that? And as if you've been blameless.
I think he was trying to make the point that this is already going to be a tough situation, but we need you to be closer to what we've asked you to do. And I think that's why he said we need the players to do better.
He can send that message through Tony Clark. He can send it through the teams themselves.
I agree with that.
He doesn't need to. You know what I'm saying?
I'll agree with that. But the message
it makes
gotten,
it look like you're
the message could have gotten
buck.
Crossed. No, I get that. Because you don't always have to do it in public.
Right. They haven't been. And here's the thing. I'm reading this story on SI.com, and it says the plan that they laid out for the players. It says this. MLB will not formally restrict the activities of covered individuals when they are away from club facilities, but will expect the covered individuals on each club to ensure that they act responsibly. Now, what is that? Some people might take that as not going out to a club or a bar, and others might think, well, I can go to a bar if I have a mask, or I can go to a bar if I socially distance, or whatever it may be. I think they needed to spell it out more for guys. So, and here's the main reason, Rob, I think they should have been in a bubble. Or bubbles. Because a bubble protects you from yourself. Like the NBA, you got players that have gone out of the bubble. But you know what? They go out, they have to pay the price. You're quarantined for several days. And guys have that desire. Baseball players, football players, basketball players, regular human beings. Hey, half of America is not socially distancing and not following the rules. And so you have to understand that and say, okay, you know what? We protect the players from themselves and be in a bubble. And it's not that long. I get it if you were trying to play 100 games or 120 games or something like that. 60 games. So I just think they dropped the ball with that, Rob. I think they should have been in three bubbles.
We'll see when the NBA allows the kids and their spouses and whatnot to come in. We'll see how well that'll work and if it stays like this. So far, it's been good, and good for the NBA. I think it was easier with where they were and the one bubble, but we'll see.
Yeah, I just think that I can't believe that you are going on your trash talking Tuesday and killing the NBA. And I'm with Rob Parker. You are a purist. You're going to kill the NBA for changing rules.
Why?
But yet, I want to see your trash talking Tuesday about, I can't baseball. You're putting a player on second base to start extra innings.
You already know
what
I don't like
this?
It. You already
the
know
Augusta
I don't like
Little
it.
Little League?
I'm going to wait for it.
Seven inning doubleheaders. What's next? The team mom bringing snacks for everybody after the game?
I'm a woman.
I want to hear that, Rob Parker.
It's coming.
I want to hear the if I'm writing, I'm ripping Rob Parker of my youth.
It's all, I have to do one every Tuesday, so trust me, they're coming. And I just thought the Zion one because of the big game tonight. And obviously, and we're not going to get off the topic, but we'll talk about just the idea that, they were hoping to get the Pelicans in the playoffs, and they lose the first two games. And, they got a 26% chance of making the playoffs now, dropped. So
that's
it'll be
an
interesting
urban
to see if it
legend.
Happens.
I don't think they were trying to get Zion in the playoffs. It'd be fine, but they're not the fixers in or anything like that.
But here's my flip side to the baseball thing. And this is the part, Chris, when you talk about it that I'm surprised about. And it tells me about the players is that Nick Markakis.
Is another scout massage coming?
No. From the Atlanta Braves.
Foot massage.
Who opted back in after originally first saying that he didn't want to play. And then the other one that I think I was a little surprised, Chris, and tell me if you were as well, but Mike Trout had a baby, him and his wife, and he's coming back after 4 days to rejoin the Angels. And considering the outbreaks with the Cardinals, right, and Miami, that would make you want to drop out, wouldn't it? When you think like, there's no way I could be protected, right? Are you surprised that Mike Trout decided to come back, given that there have been two outbreaks?
A tad bit, I guess. But I think, these guys want to play. They love the game. Or most of them love the game. And all of them like it, I would imagine. And so I'm not surprised that they want to play. And I think the more they play, the more their juices begin flowing. You know what I mean? And you want to get back and get going again. Maybe before the season started, before you're seeing games, you're thinking, man, there's not going to be any fans there.
It ain't going to be fun. Dangerous. Right.
Right. Yeah, it won't be the same.
And then all of a sudden you watch some of the games.
Juices right. kick in. Yeah. And so I salute all the athletes. I think the NBA players as well. I mean, the games have been tremendous. I've really enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed the baseball games as well. I haven't been bothered. NBA especially, I think they've done a remarkable job with the game presentation. It doesn't look like they're playing in an empty arena. You're seeing the fans, the virtual fans, which are real people in the crowd. They got the crowd noise in, which is great because it makes it feel like there's intensity, almost like it's a college basketball game. At Duke
It's a well-produced television show.
And baseball, obviously, it's tougher to do that. But I haven't – I mean, obviously, you'd rather have fans. But the lack of fans has really not taken away from the excitement
feeling. I agree. Watching the game. And you can hear the crowd noise, Chris, like the murmur underneath that they're playing. So that sounds good. It's like not overdone. And some of the places have the fans in the stands with the cardboard – cutouts, and then some of the other ones have the virtual. I think ESPN has the virtual, right? They put in the stands in the outfield or whatever. So it's been. I agree with you. I've been watching, and I haven't been like, oh, this is drab or this is boring. I've enjoyed it as well.
What I've seen on the 7-inning doubleheaders.
I get it. The least you play, like I'm chucking the only
Rob
problem.
Rob G, where's Rob Parker going?
No, I'm just I
think he's still in Detroit.
Who is this? Is this an imposter?
No, I mean
what the heck is going on? If basketball went to playing 40-minute games,
you would be
killing it.
It's a pandemic, and I'm just. Because I've already given in to everything, Chris. I gave in to putting the man on second base in the 10th inning, not on the 14th inning because you don't want the game. I've given in to 16 teams, more than half the league. That Major League Baseball turned into the NBA and hockey.
Stop it.
What it's turned into. How about different numbers of games?
How about the Marlins going to play like 38 games?
They weren't making the playoffs anyway.
Oh, my gosh. We'll see, though. We hope all of them can make it through.
I think they'll make it through.
Late last week?
You know why I wasn't? Because it wasn't like a lot of teams. If it was, you know, like four or five teams around the league, Chris, because you're going to have situations where this happens. Do you know what I mean? It's going to happen.
Everybody's so intertwined, you know what I mean?
Right.
It affects more than one or two teams.
All right, even when the Marlins were there and then they tested the Phillies, nope, none of the players got it.
Right.
That was encouraging. Didn't you think that was encouraging?
Yes.
That definitely. None of the Phillies got it. Two coaches and a clubhouse attendant got it, Chris, and two of the people got false positives.
I tell you what's interesting, because I have two friends whose sons play baseball, and they're playing.
They're playing, I know.
They're just playing regular baseball. Like one of them, they're playing every day. And I wonder, do some of these kids, have they gotten it? And, you know, they're not getting tested every day. Have some of these kids gotten it, and you're asymptomatic, and you know what I mean? You kind of move on without even knowing you had it. So it's strange, you know, that amateurs are playing regularly.
My godsons are playing.
Right,
you know,
they're playing.
They're playing.
So they're not playing in masks either, right?
No.
Yeah,
no.
They're just playing.
It is weird to see some of the baseball players with masks on, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the field.
Yep. Yeah. There's still a lot of unknown about this. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did Major League Baseball make a mistake when they decided not to play in a bubble or bubbles? Don't get hung up on the singular. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the iCouple, Chris Broussard. And I'm going, during this break, I'm going to find Rob Parker because I don't know who this is on the radio with me. I'm going to find Rob Parker and bring the real Rob Parker back. Keep it locked, iCouple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Uh-oh, Memphis rolling.
Yep, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday.
I'm a woman. I need some magic on this Monday, I'll tell you that.
We brought you by AutoZone. AutoZone's America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Rob, let's get to the listeners, 877-99 on Fox, if they want to weigh in on MLB.
All right, let's do it. Let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, Rob? Welcome back, man. You got any more vacation time left? Because you've been gone a lot, bro.
What?
Hey, you're right on the money. He this does, is, too, probably.
Hey, Mark, this is furlough. I got no
About
choice in this.
About 4 weeks, he'll be gone again.
Nah, I got no choice.
Okay, bro. Okay, man, but, you know, you leave us with substitute teachers when you're gone, man. Uh-oh, we just miss you. That's all.
It's all good. I'm glad to be back. I'm rejuvenated. Right, feel great.
Hey, real quick on the baseball thing. I think it would have been tough to put them in a bubble. First of all, the union and the players, they negotiate everything, and those cats are spending too much time all the way up to the end talking about money. So I don't even really think they thought about it to the end. By the time they thought about it, it was too late. They had pushed themselves so far into July, they had to get going. So I don't even think they had a plan.
They considered two different bubbles. I know at least two different bubble plans. One was one bubble, one was three, like Robbie said, in Florida, Texas, and Arizona.
Right, and at that time, those were the three hot spots happening.
And one wasn't going to be in Arizona because today I think it's at 112, and they only got one indoor stadium. So they wasn't going to be playing outdoors at 112, man, not in Arizona.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so much. Let's check in with Jeff in Boise. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I think piggybacking on what that last guy said, like I think the players would have killed it. I don't think the players were up for a bubble. And the reason I think that is look at the restrictions they have on their off time. There aren't any. It's recommendations. These are the most litigious and bickering union and league in all of sports. And I think those players said, you can't tell us what to do in our free time, and you sure can't lock us up in one of the three hottest states in the country middle of the summer, away from our families. And I think that's why Rob Manfred had to do it in the news. He had to put the players on blast in the news because that's the only way that it works when these two negotiate. Everything was in the public leading up to this. I don't know why they change and go behind their back and,
you know what?
And back that, channels now.
Jeff, that's a great point. They're dealing with the strongest union in not only in sports, in America. They get everything, Chris. You know, where everybody else took a hit, they got their full salaries.
You've seen reports where the players may not didn't want a bubble. I don't know that it was official, because I think if they officially said, look, we're not playing in a bubble, I think Manfred would have came out and said it. Because he's getting – a lot of people are like, dude, this is on you. You're not –
ultimately, it is
going to
be – ultimately, it is on the commissioner.
Well,
so I agree
kinda.
With that.
He couldn't force them into a bubble if they had officially said, no way, we're not playing in a bubble.
I got you. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let's go with Sean in Sacramento. What's up, Sean?
Man, it's good to hear both of my uncles from another mother back on the radio together, man. How y'all doing over there?
Man,
we're
good,
great, man.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
I got a bone to pick with you, Chris, man. You can't just be going all off schedule, man. I'm trying to call in. You over here freestyling with J-Mac and Reister in the third hour, man. Come on, baby. You got important callers on the line, baby. Take our calls, brother.
See, you know what? You know.
That's them. You know, Robbie.
You know. Hey, Sean. Sean, you know I'm always looking out for the listener. I'm always making sure.
You're the people's champ. No, we know I that, man. Sure, Chris over there trying to get that extra shine.
No, we took calls, but what happens is, you know how, Rob, you and I, between calls, we'll say a little something. The guest, the fill-in always says a lot of something. That's where what happens. So you might say 10-second comment.
Well, I know that people are waiting. Right. I know people are waiting, and we don't want to do that. So, Chris, they got good though, man.
Chris, them freestyles, though, man, I got to admit, Chris is over there schooling them brothers, man. He's trying to put them up on their primetime radio games. I ain't too mad at Chris, but, man, it's hard being on hold.
Like bowling pins, one every day. A new one every day.
Down, running through them like wet toilet paper, baby. But my point real quick, Rob, man, I'm sorry, brother. They should have bubbled up, man. You looking at now two teams with big outbreaks, and earlier this year they had the Nationals playing with a confirmed positive, man. Like I told y'all before, bro, the union's going to have a field day in the offseason when they look at how the MLB was so motivated by money. They weren't really even protecting the players. And I do give Rob Manfred props for calling him out, but why didn't he call himself out when he let the Nationals player play when he had a confirmed positive, man? It's all a money grab, and to me, this season isn't going to end well, man. Props to the NBA, man. It's a better product. The games have been amazing, and Chris called it, man. NBA runs everything right now.
All right, Sean.
I disagree
great call.
With you, Sean, but you know, I know
objective.
You're Chris Broussard lackey. That's what
now,
Sean has turned
it,
into.
It.
Sean used to be Sean
no,
used to be
Sean
cool.
is objective.
Sean is a Chris Broussard lackey.
He
I
got his panties
it.
In a bunch, Sean.
Man,
to use his phrase,
Sean, you disappointed.
He's
me.
Trying
wow.
to guilt you into calling and saying something nice about
nah,
him
it's
tomorrow.
All right. It's all good. We're all done. Right. Me and Sean, we're done. Done.
Speaking of bubbles, we're going to head over to the Orlando bubble to chat with our man Jared Greenberg from the NBA on TNT. He joins us next, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, you see him on NBA TV and NBA on TNT. He's a great reporter there. He's down in the Orlando bubble, but he took some time out to join us. Jared Greenberg. Jared, welcome to the Odd
Couple. What's happening?
Odd Couple, my first time on the show with you guys from the bubble. I'm honored. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Man, it is great to have you on, Jared. And down in the bubble, what is life like down there? Are you guys getting good access to the players or limited access because of the social distancing?
Chris, it's like back in the day when you and I would cover the Nets and there was nobody ever around except for reporters and players. There's nobody, no fans, no nothing. It's like that.
Right.
Remember that?
Right, right. I do remember that. Those days. Wow.
It's unique, you know. We can kind of cross paths with the players. Let me put it to you this way. So we're on like this big campus and the top several teams are all staying at the hotel that's connected to where the media and the staff are staying. And in between all of that is like a convention center, which has all these massive ballrooms, which is where the players are practicing, which is where the teams have their meal rooms and their meeting rooms set up. It's also where they have this massive warehouse for packages to get your shipments of whatever you need in there. So like in those areas, we can kind of cross paths with the players, but the way they kind of have it set up now is the players can come over into our area, but we can't necessarily go into their area.
So
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so like they're trying to clearly, and listen, I get it. I think all of us get it here. They're trying to make the players comfortable first and foremost. So they have a lot more access to certain things that we don't have access to. But, you know, I also got to say, listen, I can have a lot of fun with you guys and just mess around with how restrictive and how limited it is. But I honestly have been nothing but impressed with the NBA and with Disney, how they pulled this off. And, like, you know, there's a lot of big top-line items that they had to think about, how to figure this out. You know, none more important than the health and safety aspect of it. But just the little minute details that they've thought of for this thing. It's just unbelievable how well they've taken care of us. And I got to be honest, you know, I was nervous coming down. I feel comfortable. I feel safe. And I'm thrilled with how they've set this whole thing up.
Does that change once kids and spouses and family get to come? Do you think that changes anything?
You know, Rob, that's a million-dollar question. A lot of people around here have been asking that question. We have no idea how that's going to work.
Right, cause once you bring other people into the mix, you know what I mean? Who aren't players, You just don't know what you're going to get, but I get it. You know, people want to see their kids and their wives and their significant others, so it's I don't know how the league can get around it.
And also, like, who's actually family, and, like, where do you draw the line?
Right.
Right?
Well, and, they can bring a friend, right? Like, guys that are single?
I guess. And how are you going to stop, you know, how are you going to stop people? But it's also, like, the one thing that I think has made this work, which is why I got so upset at the Lou Williams situation, was because people have taken this really seriously, and they've held themselves accountable, whether it's because, you know, you're just caring about public safety and public health, or whether you're just worried for yourself and for selfish reasons. But, like, if you guys were to see, and I'd love to give you kind of like a visual paint the visual picture for you of how seriously they're taking it here. Like, if the rest of the country for a couple of weeks were to do what we've done in the bubble on a daily basis and get in trouble, get reprimanded and potentially risk getting thrown out of here if we don't do, maybe the country would be in much better shape. But, you know, just going back to the family questions, like, do those people who are coming here on campus who are not here for work, right? Because you think about it, every single person that's here is here for a job. I'm here to work for TNT and NBA TV to cover these games. The players have a job, you know, to play these games, and they're trying to win a championship. Coaches, every single person has a job. When you start bringing in people here who don't have a job to do, are they following the rules? And how does the commingling work with everybody? And also, you know, we had to do the 7-day quarantine. Anybody who wasn't a player, and the reason why the players didn't have to do the 7-day quarantine was because they were tested for a couple of weeks leading up to being brought down here to the bubble. But we had to do a literal 7-day quarantine where we couldn't leave the room, could not leave our room. Are they going to hold, and they're going to have to hold the family members to that same standard?
Yeah, good luck. That's right. Good luck with that. Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT and NBA TV.
I do have an issue on this Magic City Monday with you and the Lou Williams thing. He had a mask on. He went to get food. What was the worst?
No.
What was so terrible?
He got lap dances.
No, I don't. You know what? We can joke about the lap dances. We can joke about the wings, Rob, and that's all funny. But what's not funny is that the reason why this has worked and the reason why no one has tested positive, and from, you know, I don't know this to be scientifically true because they're not releasing any of the other data other than players. They're not saying what the media numbers are, what the staff numbers are. But as far as I can tell, nobody else is testing positive. The reason it's working is because people aren't going out into the real world and being associated with large groups of untested people and then coming back into the bubble. And the scariest part to me about this virus is that from the time you contract it to the time that you test positive could be weeks. So if Lou Williams had not got caught in that picture, he would never have admitted to it. And then he would have had to do a 2 or 3 day quarantine period. And then potentially a week after that is when he could have been positive, which is when he would have exposed everyone in this bubble and the whole thing could have been blown up. The only way this works is by holding everyone accountable. And it just takes one person to screw it up. So I don't care about the wings. I don't care about the strippers. I care about people being in large groups of untested people and then coming back into the bubble.
Let me ask you a basketball question with Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. And are they trying to make the playoffs, or are they just in a situation where it's all about babying him? Or I don't get it. Like, it's a small number of games. The only 8 regular season games, you came into the bubble 3.5 out with 8 to play. How could you not play the guy?
Yeah, and the toughest part about it was what we were sold during the stoppage, that Zion had gotten into great shape and that he was, you know, ready to go, and he had, you know, improved his eating habits and he had improved his workout habits and he was, you know, his knee was fully healthy. And then the unfortunate part was he had to leave for a family emergency, and then he comes back and it doesn't look like he's ready to go. So I think the Pelicans would have loved to have made the playoffs, but I think that they're not going to risk their future just to make the playoffs this year. The issue I have with the Pelicans is, where's the rest of the team? Like, I get Zion's really good, and he's the guy on this team that they hope one day will be an MVP candidate. But, like, why is the rest of the team laid down? And right now, you know, they're in a game where they're up by 7 against Memphis, who's fighting for their playoff lives as well. So this is a good bounce-back effort, but they really laid an egg their last 2 games.
Jared, let me ask you this about Zion. And I know I've talked to people around the league and even in that organization, I'm sure you have too, that say his size is such a big part of his game that they don't want him to lose weight. But I'm looking at him and I say he was injured in high school. He was injured at Duke. He was injured in summer league. He was injured in preseason. He's missed half this season. He came back from 3.5 months off and couldn't get through full practices, had the cramps. Now he's on a burst restriction, as they're calling it. I feel like he's got to do the Charles Barkley and lose like 25 to 30 pounds and get some of that weight off so that he can play consistently. He hasn't shown us he can play four straight months at a high level. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, we're probably hearing the same thing. And what the Pelicans are trying to tell us here is that he's really an anomaly. He's the third heaviest player in the league this year. But the difference between him and the top two guys in terms of weight, they're both well over 7 feet tall. So what they're saying is it's not just a weight thing. It's the way he plays, the way his body's constructed. And nobody who weighs as much as him could jump or be as athletic as him. So what they're trying to tell us is that it's just not that simple. And I think it's, you know, I don't want to be a fence rider on this. I'd love to get an opinion, but I'm certainly not a nutritionist and I'm certainly not, you know, a sports scientist here. But it seems like it's got to be some sort of compromise of both of where he just needs to play more basketball, you know, because like to your point, every time he gets going, something derails him and slows down the process. And whether, you know, if he loses 20 pounds, that helps him or not, you know, there's also, you know, like we see this in baseball with CC Sabathia lose a bunch of weight 1 year and he wasn't as effective or whatever it is. I don't know.
Right. He wasn't effective. I agree. He looked better, but he didn't play as well.
Right. So, you know, I don't know what the case is with this. I just know we need to see him back on the court, you know, and see him for a full stretch.
No question about it. That's Jared Greenberg, NBA TV,
man,
NBA
thank
on
you,
TNT.
Bud.
Thanks, Jared. And we will get you back on maybe around when the playoffs start or get going or something like that. Great stuff,
well,
man.
I'll be here in the bubble, not doing much else. So you guys call me whoever.
All right, brother. Thanks, you. Thanks a lot. All right, sources say it's next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. You're tuned into the iCouple with Chris and Rob, and it is time. Well, let me give you a little update first. The New Orleans Pelicans look like, well, it's still a lot of time left, but they're up 92-85 with just under 7 minutes left in the game against the Memphis Grizzlies. This is a game the Pelicans desperately need.
If they
Memphis
lost this
lost
game, they
two
would be
straight. But Memphis is in free fall, and so this would be a good win for the Pelicans. But they got to still overcome San Antonio and Portland, so I don't think they're going to make it. But Zion's got 17 points in 20 minutes. He's 7 of 18 from the floor, 7 rebounds.
7 of 18?
18 shots in 20 minutes. No other Pelican has more than 11 shots. So,
that's
like I said.
That's a lot of shots.
Yeah, I think he's like, look, I'm going to make the most out of these few minutes you give me. If that's how it's going to be, then that's how it's going to be. All right, it's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir, it is Sources Say, the Iacobo Fox Sports Radio, the segment where we put Chris and Rob's journalism experience to the test to see if they'll tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. All these stories sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to them to decide which sources are good, which sources are bad. It's easy enough. So let's get started, guys. Story number one. My sources say that ESPN's Dan Le Batard was in hot water earlier today after he put out a Twitter poll asking, quote, is it funny that the guy who refused to kneel for the anthem, talking about the Orlando Magic, Jonathan Isaac, immediately blew out his knee, end quote. Chris, my source is good.
Wow. Whew. I didn't see that. I hope it's not true, but I'm going to say it's true.
I'm going to say it's true, too. And whenever you start talking about people getting hurt and all that, it's just not a good
look.
That
ain't right. Right.
It's just not. It seemed like it's ironic. Do you know what I mean? But to put out a thing is that he got hurt or to try to make light of it. I'm with you, Chris. I think it's true.
It definitely crossed every – it couldn't help but cross your mind, right? Wow, that's ironic that the guy right. standing,
ironic,
the one guy
right?
standing.
Don't you write? That's
yeah,
what I think.
And then you know, but you wouldn't even put that out. Where's your edit
button? I wouldn't
you
put it out
saying?
There, right?
Right, like, come on.
Bro.
Yeah.
That is
did
true.
You know
he
that,
had
Rob?
To apologize.
Did you see it, Rob? Did you
I didn't see it, but I just okay. knew that that sound like something
yeah,
that
I hate to say it, but it sounds
right? like
him.
That yep. sound like something that he would do. Yep. I really thought that.
Smart alecky. You yep. think it's
yeah.
funny?
All right, 1-1. Here
everything's
we go.
Not funny.
Right.
Yeah, Rob Parker should
that's
definitely
what I'm
know that.
Telling you.
That's why we had
what?
To edit the stand up. Everything is not funny.
Whatever.
All right, here we go.
Y'all need to get a drop of that. Did y'all get that? Everything's
no,
not funny, right? When he says a joke, you can play that stop. Drop.
Story number two. My sources say the Denver Broncos have installed a misting booth at the team facility that sprays disinfectant on players on their way into and out of the facility. Rob, my source is good.
I'm going to say a misting booth. I'm going to say that is true.
I think it's true. My only question is, did you flip the teams? It sounds like a good idea, but I'm going to say true.
All right, we keep it moving, guys.
Some teams have had a misty booth, right?
Oh, my sorry. Sources say that
everything's not funny.
A swimmer.
Perfect time for it.
Katie Ledecky posted a video of herself swimming the length of a pool with a glass of chocolate milk on her head. Did not spill a single drop the entire lap. Chris, my source is good.
The length of the pool with a glass of chocolate milk? I mean, it sounds like I'm going to say false.
False.
Bro. We ended a tie.
I'm sorry.
Hey, at this rate, I'll take
milk.
A tie.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.